Weekly Krishna Conscious Radio Show. Wishing you a very happy and prosperous day. We invite you all to visit the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Revived Highway, also known as Highway 28. The prayers there in the temple starts every morning from 4:30 with Mangal Aarti. Then there is Lord's Singar Aarti at 7 o'clock, and the darshan is closed from 1 to 4 p.m. after the midday Bhoga Aarti. The darshan then reopens at 4 p.m. followed by Sandhya Aarti at 7, and the temple closes for the day with the evening Aarti at 9 p.m. Every Sunday, there is a special public program called Sunday Love Feast, which starts with Kirt at 12 o'clock. The midday Aarti of their lordships is held at 12:30, and from 1 o'clock, there is a discourse based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, after which we practice japa meditation for a while, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the program ends with a love feast at 2:30. All of you, along with your family and friends, please come along and visit their lordship Sri Radha Giridhari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and Gauri Nithai, and get their blessings by listening to their holy teachings and honoring Mahaprasad, and get yourself and your friends blessed.
These were the five principles he followed in his leadership, which helped ISKCON grow. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he says, initially when I came, after a couple of years, I had to go to jail because of some crime I had done in the past. He was thinking Prabhupada will reject me. So he came to Prabhupada saying, Srila Prabhupada, I have to go to jail. Prabhupada said, Krishna was born in jail. Then Prabhupada asked him, why are you going to jail? He said, Prabhupada, before coming to you, in my past, I was dealing with drugs. Prabhupada said, oh, I was also running Prayag Pharmacy. So he felt, okay, Prabhupada is not rejecting me. Then Prabhupada said, how many years you'll go to jail? This was 1969. He said, 5 years. That means he would have been inside jail till 1974. Prabhupada said, you go and chant Hare Krishna in the jail. You'll be released. Within 3 months, he received release orders. He couldn't believe it. Then he went and preached to the Beatles. Then he came to India. He was the one who organized the Cross Maidan. He was driving a car from a life member organizing the event. And this was the first time he was driving in India through Kalbadevi Market in Mumbai. And in India, for driving, you need something beyond license. You need a lot of mystic potentials. He was not used to all kinds of randomness happening. And suddenly someone jumped in front of him as he was driving without giving a warning. And he hit that person. That person fell on the ground. A crowd surrounded the car, started looking inside. Shyam Sundar Prabhu took the bead bag in his hand and he thought, they are going to bury me. Suddenly this crowd jumped on the guy who was hit and fell on the ground. The crowd started beating him up. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu got even more bewildered. Said, I was the one who made the mistake. Why are they beating him up? Then he thought, maybe in India they begin from there. Then they'll come to me. And then suddenly the crowd moved aside and said, you go. He said, but he was innocent. I made the mistake. Why did you beat him up? And one of the gentlemen, he looked at Shyam Sundar Prabhu and said, you are dressed as a Vaishnava. How dare he disturb a Vaishnava? So Shyam Sundar Prabhu was bewildered. He said, my God, What a major responsibility this is, that even for being dressed like this, the culture here has so much of respect and honor. And so, Srila Prabhupada engaged these devotees to establish Krishna consciousness in India. And when they were making a house for Srila Prabhupada, and said, Srila Prabhupada, can we embed the walls of this house with jewels and rubies? Prabhupada said, my devotees are the real jewels. So therefore, Arjuna is known as Dhananjay and Krishna is known as Rishikesha, one who has control over the senses. Then another beautiful description comes. Atha vyamasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidhvaja pravritte shastra sampate dhanur udyamya pandava. Kapidhvaja. Kapidhvaja refers to whom? Hanumanji. Hanumanji, who is on the flag of Arjuna. And so, when Hanumanji had destroyed Lanka, burned the whole of Lanka, finally he comes and takes blessings of Sita Devi. And when he offers obeisances to Sita Devi, Sita Devi glorifies Hanumanji and says, nobody could have performed this seva of jumping across the ocean and coming here. You are the only one who could have done it, Hanumanji. Even my husband, Ram, I don't think he could have done. Even Lakshman could not have done. Even Garuda, I'm not sure. So if someone glorifies like this, if, you know, we are in the conditioned stage, it affects us. And we actually start believing it. We feel good about it. For social reasons, externally we may say, no, no, no. But internally the mind says, at last someone has understood my glories. I'm only wondering why nobody is recording it. But Hanumanji, how did he respond? Mat vishishtascha tulyascha santi tatra vanaukasa mattah pratyavarakaschit nasti sugriva sannidhau. He says, actually Sita Devi, in this entire army of Sugriva, there is not a single soldier who is inferior to me. They are all equal to me or superior to me. And then someone may think, okay, that is a little too much. Maybe he is speaking artificially. What is Hanumanji actually meaning? And then he says immediately, Aham tavadiha prapte kim punarte mahabala nahi prakrishta preshyante preshyante hi tare janaha. He says, actually, in a typical situation, who is sent as a messenger? The most powerful people are never sent as a messenger. Errands boy. So I was just sent as a messenger because I'm not one of the prominent people in that. So if a messenger could create so much of havoc, can you imagine when the real generals come, what will happen? So the interesting thing is, Hanumanji was the hero of the battle of Lanka. Everyone acknowledges that. Suddenly, from being the hero of the battle of Lanka, now when the Lord appears as Krishna, he decides to make Arjuna the hero and tells Hanumanji, you sit on the flag. Just imagine ourselves in that situation. If from being the most prominent frontline person, you are suddenly told, you just sit. And what is your role? Glorify whoever is performing well. So many people will go through identity crisis. So Hanumanji was suddenly put on the flag. And then right in front of his eyes, he sees Arjuna getting bewildered. So Hanumanji did not get down at that time and tell Krishna, I told you, don't try new people. It will not work. Ours is a tried and tested formula. Don't make changes. So one of the greatest causes of fear which conditioned soul experience is change. Nothing causes more anxiety and trauma and fear within a person's heart than the prospect of change. And so Hanumanji was not attached to a specific service activity. He was attached to being a servant. So the attitude of a servant is more important than a specific detail of an activity. So from Hanumanji's perspective, if he is told to sit on the flag and support, for him, that was perfect. So therefore, the word Kapidhvaja is very important, because you will see Hanumanji's photo and murtis in different gyms in India, right? But to become muscularly powerful is easier than to become powerful in one's humility. So Hanumanji's real power is his humility. And then another word used here is Achyuta. Senayor ubhayor madhyaratam sthapayame Achyuta. So Achyuta refers to one who is never lost to his devotees and never fails his devotees. One who by his nature never ever fails a devotee from the word given is Achyuta, right? And so when Krishna is performing the Damodar Leela, Shukadeva Goswami explains why he orchestrates this Damodar Leela. Swamatu svinna gatraya visrishta kabarasraja drishtva parishramam Krishna kripayasit swabandhane. Yashodama is trying to bind Krishna again and again, but two fingers short. Perspiration, flowers falling apart. Drishtva, seeing parishramam. Shramam means effort. Pari means repeated. Parisar, parikrama, 360 degree. So Krishna wants to demonstrate that I become controlled by my devotees' love. Evam sandarshita hyanga harina bhritya vashyata svavashena pi krishnena yasyedam seshwaram vashe. To demonstrate this, that I am controlled by my devotees' love, I cannot be controlled even by the 330 million demigods. Krishna performs this pastime. And Krishna wants to glorify the power of Yashoda Mai's Vatsalya Bhav. So when Krishna is tied up by the ropes to the mortar, Balaramji comes there. Balaramji looks at Krishna and says, hey, who dared to tie you like this? Krishna said, you don't know. Yashoda Mai did that. And what is the use of you being elder brother? If in your presence such injustice is happening, go and do something. So Balaramji enters into the house and shouts, who tied up Krishna? Who tied up Krishna? Yashoda Mai comes out. She says, I tied up. What you'll do? Balaramji says, you don't know. Who's Krishna? He's the supreme personality of Godhead. He's the origin of Ram, Narsingha, Vamana. Yashoda Mai looked at Balaramji and said, so then who are you then? Balaramji says, oh me. I'm the first expansion of Krishna. From me, Sankarshan, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, all the other incarnations came. Yashoda Mai picked up her stick, looked at Balaramji and said, all the incarnations had to be born in my house only or what? If you speak too much, I'll tie you also. So Balaramji could not release Krishna. So Krishna comes under the infallible control of his devotees' love. And in this way, this particular episode demonstrates how Krishna is Achyuta. Then another word describing Arjuna is Partha. So now Krishna brings the chariot of Arjuna in the midst of the battle. So far Arjuna is very eager to fight because Arjuna is seeing Duryodhan, Dushyasan. Certain situations you like. So Arjuna is a fighter and then he wants to fight. His nature, his swabhav is to fight. His current, you know, swadharma occupation is also to fight. And when he sees Duryodhan and Dushyasan, his desire to fight also grows. Now Krishna suddenly changes situations and bring Arjuna in front of Bhishma and Drona. Arjuna looks at Bhishma, hey, this is my grandfather. Drona, oh, he's my teacher. How can I fight? So, Vacha Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kurun Iti. So, Partha means Prithaya, Prithaya Apatyam Puman Iti. The son of Pritha, Partha. So, what is so special about Kunti? Kunti has also gone through lots of difficulties and ups and downs. Bishan Mahagne Purushata Darshanat Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Krichrata. So she has seen so many difficult situations, but she continues to serve and not give up her duty. So what the eye sees is often far lesser than what the eye or the ego needs to see. So intelligence is to know when the perception should reshape the intention and when the intention should shape the perception. And so Arjuna explains his reasons why he will not fight. And Arjuna explains that I am feeling compassion because he sees his relatives. He feels he'll be influenced by sinful reactions and the family traditions will be destroyed. So all of those reasons he starts giving. So Arjuna's far-sighted fear was he had no fear of his own death, but he was afraid of doing the wrong action that will hurt him in the next world and it will hurt others in this life. So even when we see far ahead, many of us may not go beyond this life because our human vision is finite, fallible and fickle. So there is a limit to which with our limited intelligence we can perceive things. And hence it is described here that Arjuna was feeling, great fear that he is going to destroy all of these family traditions. And whatever arguments he put forward appeared to be perfectly valid. It seemed to make logical sense because he was speaking at the level of Swabhava and Swadharma. And therefore Krishna realized that Arjuna is experiencing an identity crisis between three identities. His identity as a warrior inspired him to fight. His identity as a grandson inspired him to show affection for grandfather. And his identity as a student inspired him to respect his teacher. And so Krishna had to introduce the most important identity as a soul like that. When Giriraj Maharaj joined ISKCON and he was in Mumbai, his family also came and his father told Prabhupada, "You take a blank check, release my son." So Giriraj Maharaj told Prabhupada, "You keep the check and you keep me also." And Prabhupada said, no, we don't want all that. This is by your own free will, you go. If they have come to take you, you go with them. So he went with them. And when he was at home, the parents brought a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist took Giriraj Maharaj inside a room and started asking questions. "What is your problem in life?" And he said, "Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshan." Then whatever question psychiatrist was asking, he was giving answer from Bhagavad Gita. In half an hour, the psychiatrist came out, told the parents that if I stay half an hour more with your son, I will become Hare Krishna. And then said, "Your son is permanently infected." So Srila Prabhupada mentioned that there are various convictions we have based on material conceptions. But when we hear the Gita, we are trying to establish spiritual convictions. So then one of the shlokas which Arjuna mentions is Drishtvenam Swajanam Krishna Yutsam Samapasthitam Sidanti Mamagatrani Mukham Cha Parishushyati. He uses the word Krishna. So Krishna refers to one who is going to release us from material existence. That is Krishna. Then another meaning of Krishna is who removes the fault of his devotees. Doshan Karshati Nivarayati Iti Krishna. Another meaning is Purushartan Akarshayati Prapayati Iti Krishna. He provides the devotees all their needs. Like that. So he provides all their needs. That is Krishna. And then another meaning is he whose bodily hue is like a tamal tree and nursed by Mother Yashoda. Another meaning is one who captures or attracts everyone's heart. Sarva Chitta Akarshanatva. And another meaning is that Krishna declares to Arjuna, "Of all my names, the name of Krishna is the topmost." And therefore, Krishna, he provides everything which is required for his devotees' benefit. All attractive, reservoir of all pleasure. And in this way, those who are worshipping and serving Krishna are most fortunate because they are serving the all attractive personality. Vaishnavera guna grahi no dekhay dosh koi mane vakye kore vaishnava santosh. We may see differences in devotees, but we should see one good quality, one common quality which all of us have. All of us are trapped by Maya. That is one thing in common. Is there any doubt? All of us are trapped by Maya. That is one thing in common. And so, to release us from that Maya, we need devotees' support. So when Yudhishthir was fighting against Karna, Karna defeated him thoroughly and Yudhishthir's chariot came back into the camp. Arjuna started searching for Yudhishthir. When Arjuna couldn't find Yudhishthir, he became panicky. He came to the camp and when he saw Yudhishthir Maharaj safe and sound, he was satisfied. Yudhishthir looked at Arjuna and said, "Arjuna, I hope you have killed Karna and come. You have defeated Karna and come." Arjuna said, "No, I didn't even fight against him. I was so afraid. When I didn't see you, I came running, searching for you." Yudhishthir looks at Arjuna and says, "I thought you are a powerful, brave warrior. I'm ashamed of you, Arjuna. You are such a coward. And your Gandiva is useless." As soon as Arjuna heard this, he put the arrow on the Gandiva, pointed it towards Yudhishthir's head, looked at Krishna and said, "My dear Krishna, I have taken a vow. Anyone insults Gandiva, I will kill him. Give your blessings so that I can kill Yudhishthir." Krishna said, "I spoke Gita so that you can kill Duryodhan, not Yudhishthir." Arjuna said, "But I have taken a vow." Krishna said, "There are two ways of killing someone as per Shastra. One is with weapons. Second is you insult him with horrible words. Criticism is equivalent to killing." Arjuna put the Gandiva down, looked at Yudhishthir and started chastising him, calling him ill names. He spoke for some time and then suddenly jumped at the lotus feet of Yudhishthir, held it and started crying. "My dear brother, I committed such a grave offense. You are my worshipable elder brother." Arjuna suddenly got up full of emotion, took a sword in his hand, put the sword against his neck, looked at Krishna and said, "I have committed offense against Yudhishthir. I want to kill myself." And Krishna was thinking, "My God, he's going from frying pan to fire." Krishna looked at Arjuna and said, "Arjuna, don't you know in Shastra there are two ways of killing oneself?" Arjuna is thinking, "How many such ways are there?" And Krishna says, "One way of killing oneself is with weapons. Second way of killing oneself is self-glorification. One who glorifies himself, that is equivalent to suicide." Arjuna kept the sword down, started thinking of all the episodes where he was mainly responsible for success. And then finally Krishna said, "Okay, enough." There was no way the Pandavas could have been victorious without Krishna's repeated intervention. So therefore, Krishna is one who removes the faults of his devotees. That is one of the meanings of Krishna. Then another word used here is Keshava. Keshava refers to one who has a beautiful hair and one who killed the Keshi demon and one who controls Brahma and Shiva. So that is Keshava. And so when Arjuna is on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna is his chariot driver, it is described, on the opposite side, the warriors who looked at Arjuna's chariot driver, they were enchanted. And although Arjuna's arrows were sharp and killing them, but while dying, these soldiers, they departed with great appreciation for the beauty of Arjuna's chariot driver. Tathaiva chanye naraloka veera ya ahave krishna mukharavindam netrai pabanto nayanabhiramam parthastra puta padamapurasya. They were purified by Arjuna's arrows and they were ultimately delivered. And so Krishna is Keshava, one with beautiful transcendental hair. So Srila Prabhupada was approached by one disciple in the early days and he said, "Srila Prabhupada, you are telling us to shave our head, but we see that Krishna has long hair, Balram has long hair, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, in all the photos we see they have long hair, Jesus Christ has long hair, Buddha has long hair, why you want us to shave?" Prabhupada said, "Who told you about Krishna?" The devotee said, "You." "Who told you about Lord Chaitanya?" "You." Prabhupada said, "What is my hairstyle?" And Prabhupada was giving a lecture. He said, "Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save you." But Prabhupada had a Bengali accent. So it appeared, he's saying, "Lord Chaitanya has come to shave you." So the devotee said, "Prabhupada, shave you or save you?" Prabhupada said, "Shave you and save you." So Krishna personally appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to play the role of a devotee and spread the chanting of his own holy names. So Arjuna is experiencing this great anxiety, and that tension is not a moral crisis, because moral crisis is moral versus immoral. But Arjuna is experiencing an ethical crisis, which is one moral choice versus another moral choice. And sometimes that is more difficult, right? And so there are these two dharmas, Kula Dharma, to protect one's family members, and Kshatriya Dharma is to punish the aggressors. But what to do when aggressors are family members? So that was the dilemma he was in. And then another word used for describing Krishna is Govinda. Kimno Rajyena Govinda. So one who delivers the earth, Garbhodakshaya, from the Garbhodakshaya ocean as Varahadev. And he who protects the cows by lifting the Govardhana hill is Govinda. Like that. So Krishna is referred to as Govinda, one who is protecting Mother Earth, protecting the cows and the senses. And then another word used to describe Krishna is Madhusudana. Etan hantum icchami gnatopi Madhusudana. Mahavipattau samsare yasmaret Madhusudana. Vipattau tasya sampatti bhavit ityah Shankara. In one's vipatti, if one remembers Lord Madhusudan, that vipatti becomes his sampatti. That is described. And therefore, this material world is a place of misery. It will remain dukkhale ashashwa. One devotee was massaging Srila Prabhupada in Mexico and he saw that mosquitoes are biting him but not biting Prabhupada. So he told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, looks like mosquitoes are not biting you because you are a pure devotee. Prabhupada said, maybe here it is like that, but in Calcutta, the mosquitoes make no distinction. And when Prabhupada was in Calcutta, he was sitting to give a class and mosquitoes were around his head. And Prabhupada got down from the Vyasasana and told the devotee, just see, the mosquitoes have dethroned me. So the material world is always going to be a place of miseries. And typically, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we would visit the temple so that we would actually be praying how to increase our sampatti and decrease our vipatti. When anyone comes to the temple, what do they pray to all the demigods and the devatas and the lordships? Increase my sampat, decrease my vipat. So here, what is being described is that whether there is sampatti or vipatti, continue praying to serve the Lord in all situations. And then another word used is Janardana, he who destroys those who obstruct the well-being of the society. And in this way, the first chapter is filled with these reasons given by Arjuna not to fight. Arjuna Swadharma as a Kshatriya, Arjuna Swabhava as a Kshatriya is not sufficient to save Arjuna from this identity crisis. And so at the very end, Eva Muktva Arjuna Sankhe Ratho Upastha Upavishat Visrijya Sasharam Chapam Shoka Sambignamanasa. With his heart overwhelmed with grief, Arjuna places the chariot down and accepts defeat. So the Gita is revealing in the first chapter that the internal enemies need to be conquered first. Okay, what is that symbolism? The inner turmoil made Arjuna do what no other enemy could have made him do. Duryodhan, Dushasan, or even Bhishma could never threaten Arjuna and make him put down his bow. So actually, the Gita's setting is very, very beautiful because it is putting Arjuna in a situation where he now has to seek shelter. That means the most powerful warrior needs support and help from others. Klaibhyam masmagama partha naitatvai upapadyate kshudram hrudaya daurbalyam tyaktva tishtha parantapa. Krishna is telling Arjuna, and the word used here is parantapa, one who chastises the enemies, he who subdues his enemies. Are you parantapa? You are supposed to be the chastiser of enemies. You are so powerful. What has happened? You have succumbed to your internal enemies. And then he says, katam bhishma maham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana ishubhi pratiyutsami pujarav arisudana. Oh my dear Lord, you are Arisudana, one who kills enemies. And therefore, Arjuna has succumbed to his internal enemies. And why the inner war matters? Because the Gita demonstrates very beautifully how we all need to win the inner war. Second, only when we win the inner war, we can even begin fighting the outer war. And third, only when we start fighting the outer war, then we will win that war. And therefore, we have to conquer those inner insecurities and anarthas. When Kaviraj Goswami at the age of 90 is writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Ame Vriddha Jaratur Likhite Ka Paikur Mana Kichhu Smarane Na Hoy Na Dekhiye Noyone Na Shuniye Shravane Tabu Likhiye Bado Vismay. Ame Vriddha Jaratur, I'm extremely old. As I'm writing, my hands are trembling. I'm not able to remember. My eyes are not able to see. But still I continue to write. This itself is astonishing. Bada vismay. This is very, very astonishing. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is simply becoming an instrument in the hands of the predecessor acharyas. Becomes a puppet in the hands of the Vaishnavas who are assembled in Vrindavan. And that makes him an instrument. And that's extremely crucial. When my father met Radhanath Maharaj for the first time, many years after I joined, Radhanath Swami asked him, so what you were doing? So he said, Maharaj, I served the steel plant for 35 years. Maharaj said, now you serve Tulsi plant. So Krishna has given the most powerful position in Vrindavan to a plant.
Community Access, radio every way you want it. on planetaudio.org.nz.
Halina't makinig, tuwing Linggo, mula alas 4:20 hanggang alas 5:20 ng hapon, dito sa Samut Sari, sumasahimpapawid